So sit down, I'm going to pray. Our Father, we do thank you that you are so generous and kind that when we gather up all the reasons we have to give thanks to you, the list is always so much longer than we thought. And we thank you that one of your great kindnesses is that you haven't left us guessing about what you're like and all that you've done for us and how you want us to live. You've given us your word. And we pray now that as Rue comes to open up your word for us, that by your Spirit you would open the eyes of our hearts, that we would see more of your Son. And we pray that a sight of him, of who he is and what he's done, would change our lives forever. And we pray this for the honor of his name. Amen. Over to Rue.
Mike, thank you very much indeed. Let me just move one or two of these things a little bit out of the way. I'm going to need a bit of space up here at the front. Great. Well, as Mike said, we've been thinking together this weekend as a church family about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be in Christ. And the Bible gives us some different pictures to help us really understand that. We've been thinking about being branches in a vine, or like being in a marriage, a husband and a wife, or like being built into, what do we hear just now, the best building in the world. And we've got one more picture to help us understand together as a church family what it means to be in Christ. And if you've got a Bible, if I could ask you to turn to the book of Galatians, it's in the New Testament. It's a very short reading. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 and verses 26 and 27. This is the last picture that we're going to look at of what it means to be in Christ. Let me read that for us. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. That's the picture that we're going to be thinking about for a moment. What it means to be clothed with Christ. To, if you like, put him on to be Christians. And to help us think about that a little bit, I'm going to ask Simon and James to come up here. Because we've got a dressing up game that I know you're going to enjoy. It's a great fun game. And James and Simon have brought with them here into this room all of the clothes that they brought with them for this weekend. And therefore, it's a very simple game that we're going to play. Simon and James are going to put on all the clothes for the weekend as fast as possible. And it's a race. And I know they've been practicing dressing up, and they're actually quite serious about which one of them is going to win. Now, this isn't going to be fun just for Simon and James. This is going to be fun for all of us, because we're gonna split into teams. Okay, so over here, if we could say take this group over on this side, this is Team Simon. Okay, Simon's your man. So as Simon gets dressed as quickly as possible, you want to be cheering for him. Simon, 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 Simon. Great. All right, okay, you've got the hang of that. And then over here, slightly bigger team, I think, because we'll just do it that way. Team James, okay? Okay, let's have a practice. James, James, James. Okay, you got the idea. You've got the idea. Okay. Dressing up game, great fun. Are you ready, guys? Simon?
No.
Okay. Ready, steady, go! Simon's getting well ahead there. Come on, James, you're getting behind. Whoa. Style. Come on then, faster. You gotta. It's a no, whoa, whoa. You gotta get that check. Hat. Gloves, 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 gloves. And he's got a scarf, he's got a scarf. James is the winner! That was so close. Simon, you did really well. I'm not sure. You've got a bit of work to do on that top. Did you enjoy the dressing up game? Would you like to play the undressing game? Okay, we're going to give Simon a chance to level the scores. There's just one important rule on the undressing game, and that is knowing when to stop, okay? And if can you remember the clothes that you were wearing originally? Okay, and when you get to those, we want you to stop. This is an all-age service. Okay, we're ready for one more round of the dressing up game. Okay, Team Simon, you've got to cheer a little bit louder. Team James, ready, steady, go. Simon, what can I say? You're a great competitor. But James has won 2-0. I think it's all over. Should we have a big round of applause for our James and Simon? Thank you, guys. That's fantastic. So we're thinking about what it means to be clothed with Christ, what it means to be as a Christian, to put him on. And why don't we have a look back at those verses in Galatians chapter 3. Let me read them again. So in Christ, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Now that's saying two things about someone who's a Christian. It's saying that you become a child of God through faith. Everyone becomes a child of God when they put their trust in Jesus. But it's also saying something else. And maybe this is something that we've never really realized what it means. That when you do that, when you become a child of God and put your trust in Jesus, what you're really doing is you're clothing yourself with him. Now, to help us understand what that means and what that might look like in our lives, I've got Jack who's going to come out here and help me. Now, Jack here. Here's Jack. And Jack is wearing a rather torn and dirty, muddy T-shirt. And what this T-shirt, if you like, shows, it represents, is all the wrong things that Jack has done, what the Bible calls sin. And I don't know if you've noticed already, but behind me here is someone else. And actually, they're all completely clean. And that figure represents Jesus. And how we often think about what happens when a person becomes a Christian, particularly when we use clothes to think about that, is we think that when a person becomes a Christian, they take off their dirty shirt and all of their sin, and they give it to Jesus. And then Jesus, in turn, gives them his perfect righteousness. Let's see if we can do that without everything falling down. There we go. Jesus gives us his righteousness, and we give him our sin. And it looks, whoops, it looks like this. Jesus puts on our horrible, dirty t-shirt. He takes on himself all of our sin and wrongdoing, and then he dies in our place for our sin. He takes the penalty for our sin so that we can become children of God, so that we can be forgiven. And then he gives us in exchange his righteousness, the perfect life that he lived. And that's how we often think about how a person becomes a Christian. Jesus takes our sin and we take his righteousness, all the good things that he's done. And actually a lot of that's true. But this verse that we're looking at in Galatians chapter 3 is saying that actually the way this happens, the way that Jesus takes our sin and gives us his righteousness, is a little bit different, because we don't just swap clothes with Jesus. We put on all of him. Do you see what it says? We're clothed with Christ, not just his righteousness. So let's start that again. Let's try and think about what happens when someone becomes a child of God in the way that it's being explained to us. Here we go, Jack. You're going to need to put this back on again. Here we go. Here's your sin back again. Because Galatians chapter 3 is saying something very special, something very important, that when we become a Christian, we clothe ourselves with Christ, with all of him. So, Jack, let me help you do just that. There's one. There we go. There we go. Good. One arm, the other arm. There we go. You in?
Yeah.
Let me come around here. And then, hang on. There's this bit. What happens when a person becomes a Christian, when they become a child of God? It's not that they swap clothes with Jesus, but they clothe themselves with Jesus. They put him on. So that he takes from us not just the sin and the wrong things that we've done, but he takes all of that, but all of us, into him. And you can see, when that happens, he covers us completely from head to toe. When Jesus died on the cross, our sin, all those wrong things, were punished in him by his death for us, because we were in him, clothed with Christ. See, when a person becomes a Christian, they don't become Jesus. That's not what's being said here. They clothe themselves with him. Jack, are you still in there?
Yes.
Should we just check that Jack is still Jack? Because he does look quite different at the moment. There he is. Jack is still Jack. There we go.
Don't sneeze.
Jack is still Jack. Jack hasn't turned into Jesus. But now, by trusting in Jesus, he has clothed himself with Jesus. And you know, that is what every Christian looks like. Someone who has been clothed with Christ. Now, that might seem a really strange thing to say. It might look like a really strange thing to look at. But you know, the best thing about this, the best thing, is that when God looks at Jack, what does he see? He sees Jesus. And that happens with every single one of us. When God looks at us, when we've been clothed in Christ, he sees Jesus. So, of course, he calls us one of his sons, one of his daughters. Of course, he wants us to be with him in heaven forever. That's the last picture that we're going to look at to help us understand what it means to be in Christ. It means that we've been clothed with Christ. We've been covered, not just our sin, but all of us, from our head to our toe. That's what every Christian looks like. Jack, thank you. You've done great work. Your work here is finished. Should we give Jack a great round of applause? Now, just to help us remember what we've learned from Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, we're going to sing it. We're going to sing those words put to a tune that hopefully will be familiar to some of us. The words are going to come up on the screen, and I'll take the table sound. Oh, Jack, we're going to need to move. We might need to. Andy, over to you.
Do you know the tune? It goes something like this. In Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. So it's the Proclaimers, 500 miles. In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. And again, all. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Try at the end. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, you clothed yourselves with Christ. In Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. And Galatians 3 verse 26. And Galatians 3 verse 27. Galatians 3 verse 26. Galatians 3 verse 20. Echo me. Clothed Christ. Clothed Christ. Clothed Christ. Da dum 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 dilly dum dum dum. That's hard, isn't it? We sing it and then you sing it very quickly, and then you can sing anything you like in the third line, so long as no one's listening. Like this. Two, three, clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Da dum 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 dilly dum. Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Da dum 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 dum. Let's try it once more from the top. In Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. In Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ.
For all of you.
For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ.
Galatians!
And Galatians 3, verse 26. And Galatians 3, verse 27. It's Galatians 3, verse 26. And Galatians 3, verse 27.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Da
da da da da dum dum dilly da.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Clothed with Christ.
Da dum 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 dilly da.